Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Moria of Hillel B'Meir Chil Mechel Arini Zichrono Levracha. And of course, the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha. And learning in the shul this week, in addition to being sponsored by my wife and myself, in memory of my father Zichrono Levracha, Rav Hillel B'Meir Chil Mechel, learning in the shul this week is also graciously sponsored by our dear friends, Dr. Avi and Dr. Devorah Wenger, in memory of Dr. Avi Wenger's maternal grandmother, Sarah Bas Mindel. And the neshamas should all have an aliyah. Today we find ourselves in Tehillim Kapitel Chaf Vav. David's lifelong aspiration gets brought all together in the kapitel we're about to learn. He had a certain sense of innocence, clarity of vision. He talks about being separated from evil. He wants for all of these things to be so that he should be able to be Zochet, to be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to see him use a famous pasuk that we use in the morning every single day. Hashem, Ahavti Ma'on Beisecha Mekom Mishkan Kvodecha, that I love your house in which you dwell in and where your glory is. And later in his life, after a lot of preparation, David thought he was ready to be at the position of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And so he said, please tempt me. So God did tempt him. And we're going to learn about that. And we've already seen it already, because he was tempted with Bathsheba. So Kapitel Chavav was composed after he failed with Bathsheba. And he tries to get a message. He tries to explain why he requested a test and why he was ready for it. On the other hand, he explains his sense of remorse and hopes for tshuva after he failed. And so we begin with David. David HaMelech spoke, Shofteini Hashem ki ani betumi alachti, uba Hashem batachti lo emad. He says to Hashem, please judge me. The Medrash says those are the opening words of David's request for a test, right? And so David tried to bring himself into Nisyonos. Avraham Avinu did not try to do that. Avraham Avinu waited for Hashem to bring on the test. The Gemara in Sanhedrin questions against doing what David HaMelech did, because there's an inherent danger. How can a person presume to claim that he can withstand temptation? And that's what we make a very big highlight of our davening of the Yom Ha'Raim season, when we say, Al tavo b'mishpati mana. We ask Hashem, please don't take us in. And David HaMelech says, judge me, because I walked in my innocence. That's a prime prerequisite in being able to overcome a challenge. And he said, so therefore I won't waver. Bechaneni Hashem, go ahead and test me. Bechaneni from the Lashon of Bechina, of a test. There is a difference between a test and a nisayon, right? A test takes a look at what is. A nisayon is what exactly is. So Bechaneni Hashem and Aseni, he says, test me by what I have, and then test me again with a nisayon, so that new powers can be uncovered in that process. So tzarfa kil yosai v'libi, refine my intellect and my heart. David's request was motivated to be like Avraham Avinu, and the Radak says that this phrase was made by David HaMelech as he was doing tshuva. And what he says is, kichazdecha l'neged einayvis halachti b'amitecha, your kindness is in front of my eyes, and I walked earnestly in your truth. David HaMelech, here again, the reason why my heart never strayed is because I always trained my eyes to observe your kindness and to serve you out of a sense of appreciation, says the Radak. And so therefore I always go straight on the path that you tried to do it. V'salachti v'amitecha, and he also says, I walked in earnest with you. And the pasuk continues, Lo yashavti em mesei shav bim elamim lo avo. I didn't hang out with the false people, nor with the hypocrites. Mesei shav, a false people, that refers to men or people, as in mesei mispar, that we say in the Haggadah, right? So, and men who try to make it their business to commit their crimes under the cover of darkness, those are the hypocrites. And he said, David says, not only did I commit, did I not commit concealed crimes, I didn't even come together with such people who also did in their hidden places. I stayed away. And that's what he says, Sanesi Kamraim, right? I hated the company of the people who were bad. And by the way, Vim Rishayim, Lo Eshev, I won't sit with the Rishayim. rather than make my permanent place the Beis Hashem, which I visit constantly, David says where he walks and with whom he associates and where he lives, right? He wants to make it very clear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says, Erchotz bin kayom kasbai, right? I will wash my hands in innocence. Ve'esovava es mizbachacha Hashem, and I'll go around your mizbech Hashem. I make no offerings to God until I cleanse myself from all sins, right? And then I'll go around, and then free of all sins, that's when I'll circle up around your Mizbeach to bring up karbanos to you. Not like the people who brought it with their hands full of averos. The shmiag with kol todo uzasaper kol niflosecha, it's my responsibility to offer thanksgiving to you and to tell all over the wonderful deeds. My purpose in going around that Mizbeach was to show everyone that I owe all my goodness to you, because people are trying to figure out what's going on over there. And that's the recitation of Hallel is all about. Hashem Ahavti Mom Beisecha Mekom Mishkan Kvodecha, as we pointed out in our introduction, what he does over here is he says, Hashem, I love the house in which you live in and the place in which your glory resides. And Mekom Mishkan Kvodecha Al Tosef Imchatoim Nafshi Vim Anchi Damim Chayai, gather not my soul with prisoners, with sinners, nor my life with men of bloodshed, right? Don't gather me up all over there. Asher Bideim Zima Vimina Mala Shochad, in their hands there's conspiracy, their right hand is full of bribery. Vani Batumi Elech Bideini Vachanini Ragli Amda Bimisha Bimaki Lima Vareches Hashem. As for me, I walked imperfect in Hashem's innocence, and he should redeem me and show me the favor, and my right foot is set on the strength path in assembling, while I will bless Hashem. Because you always supported my foot to stand on the straight way and not to slip, that's why I will give you a bracha, O great Hashem. And this is David HaMelech's tefillah and his understanding of what it is that he wants, and we'll continue with the theme of tshuva when we recite one of the great kapitlach of Sefer Tehillim, that is the kapitel of the Yamim Noraim season, L'David Hashem Orivishi, which we'll do when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.